The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. In Paris last week, Egan Bernal became the first Colombian and the first Latin American to ever win the Super Bowl of cycling, the Tour de France.
I think the Colombians have taken over.
That NBC sports commentator wasn't far off. Bernal's Tour de France triumph means the rest of the world is now discovering what Colombians have known for almost a century.
The strong tradition and the importance of cycling as a culture in Colombia.
Andres Ocampo is a native of Bogota, Colombia. He came to Florida 20 years ago and today directs a tropical food importing firm in Fort Lauderdale. He's a devoted cyclist who won't hesitate to tell you something else few of us know about Colombia. Cycling there is just as important as soccer. In fact,
I think bigger.
That's why Ocampo and so many other Colombians crossed the Atlantic last month to watch Egan Bernal and his world-class countrymen in the Tour de France. Ocampo says he took special pride in watching their more workmanlike rhythm, something he thinks sets Colombian cyclists apart.
Generally speaking, they don't come from the upper classes, so they have that approach to really be hard workers. They tend to put more force on each pedal stroke. Egan climbs incredibly fast.
Advantage Bernal in the altitude stakes for the rest of this climb.
I was just screaming, Colombia! I almost lost my voice.
Ocampo says that part about being able to climb so fast is key to understanding why Colombia is such a cycling powerhouse. It's all about the country's ubiquitous mountains and the fact that its three largest cities were built in those mountains.
The main cities, to come in and out, you will have to go up the mountains. But in Colombia, the roads were very poor. So cycling became that cohesive glue that put together the country.
Anyone who's watched the success of African long-distance runners will realize the value of that high-altitude training for Colombian cyclists. The question is why it took so long for a Colombian to win the Tour de France's famous yellow jersey. One basic reason? Colombia is a developing country. In the past, it wasn't exactly easy for a small-town cyclist like Bernal to acquire that $12,000 Pirinello bike he rode in the Tour. But there may be another factor.
In the late 70s and 1980s, the first wave of Colombians that took Europe performed very well. And all that faded in the 90s.
That's when so many U.S. and European cyclists, like now disgraced Tour de France champion Lance Armstrong, started using performance-enhancing drugs. Colombia may be notorious for cocaine, but back then its cyclists weren't known for doping. There have been some doping controversies in Colombia in recent years. Still, Colombian cycling fans insist they're minor compared to scandals like Armstrong's. Cycling's doping era is thought to be over. And to Colombians like Nelson Martinez, that makes Egan Bernal's Tour victory all the sweeter. They say it proves Colombians were better cyclists all the time. Martinez lives in Sunrise. He came here 40 years ago from Medellin. Today, at 64, he's still a leading member of a local cycling club called Team Galiz. Martinez says every time he mounts a bike, it's good not just for his body, but his soul, because it reconnects him with his native Colombia.
It takes me back to where on Sundays the city still close roads to make ciclovías, so everyone from kids to abuelos can bike, he says. It's in our blood.
Looking forward to ending the race here.
Last week, as Bernal hoisted his Tour de France trophy, scores of other Colombians took part here in one of Florida's top road races, the Vuelta a Miami. Among them were Edwin Buitrago of Homestead and his teenage son Juan David Buitrago. They came here shortly after Juan David was born in Bucaramanga, Colombia. Cycling helps him hold on to his own, more fragile ties to Colombia.
Having Egan Bernal win the biggest competition in cycling is very amazing. It's prideful when you go out wearing your Colombian flag on your shirt. It's joy, you know. It's special.
And he notes it stands a good chance of repeating. Bernal is only 22 years old. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.